Welcome to Bible Fellowship Assembly Sunday Morning Messages. Today, Louis St. Jean provides an update on the ministry of Youth for Christ, Timmins Region. And now, here's Louis.
I'd like to introduce to you Louis St. Jean, my good friend and fellow servant of the Lord. In 2017, Youth Unlimited, Youth for Christ, took over the Youth Center and started to build up a ministry. And Louis came alongside at that point as the program coordinator, started out as a volunteer, as a youth leader, and then became our program coordinator. Louis has been faithful to the ministry of youth from 2017 until now, and he's recently become our executive director. So we're thrilled to have Louis as part of our youth center and part of our ministry. Louis is characterized by his passion and his love for youth. And what he'll tell you today is how God has blessed the work of the youth center through Louis' leadership, with our volunteers, with our leaders, with our many helpers, and how God has been working tremendously in our community right here in our youth center in South Porcupine, and now that has been gone far beyond that ministry. And so I introduce to you this morning my good friend, Louis St. Jean.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bruce. And thank you to this church, to BFA, for having me. I'm so glad to be here. BFA's been a supporter of the youth center, but as soon as I came along, I knew the closeness that you shared with this ministry. And as soon as I started, you became a partner of mine. And so I really appreciate you as a church, your commitment, your prayers, your financial support. You are a partner in this ministry, in God's ministry for the youth center. So, I don't know if this clicker's working. Maybe I'll just get you to switch the slides. Ted, is that okay? All right. So before I start that, I know most of you here. For those of you who don't know me, like Bruce mentioned, my name is Louis St. Jean. I'm the executive director for YFC Youth Unlimited Timmins Region. We're also known as The Spot. Youth Unlimited is under an international organization known as Youth for Christ. And so it's been around since, I believe, the 40s. They do amazing things all over the world. And so we're just a local chapter here in Timmins under a bigger umbrella. Behind me is my wife, Aaliyah, and my two daughters. So I have a 2.5-year-old, or almost 2.5, Brielle, or Brielle in English. And then Rosie is 6 months old. I've been doing youth ministry for about 10 years as a youth pastor and then under YFC. Started as a volunteer, just running the programs, and then became the program coordinator part-time. Did that for 6 years, and now recently, just about a month and a half ago, I'm able to commit full-time hours to this ministry, and I'm so excited for that. To commit full-time hours to engage and equip youth to know and follow Jesus. And that is the mission of our organization. That's also my personal mission, as well as its vision to see every young person living fully in Christ. My life is one of, if I can sum it up, ups and downs and all arounds. And I thank God that He's patient with me, that He has shown me grace, and that He has led me through those ups and downs and running away and coming back. But one thing is for sure is that He gave me a passion to serve youth and to see them come to know the Lord. And that is something that I've had within me for the last 10 years, and that's never gone away. It's only grown. And so as I talk about the programs this morning, we'll go through the different programs individually. So I'll start with the junior program here. And so this program has gained a lot of attraction, a lot of attention. We average about 40 to 50 youth, sometimes over 50 youth every Tuesday. And so in the last couple years, it's grown a lot. And And so we have over 300 students reached to date through this particular program, the Junior Youth Program. We also have senior helpers who help, so our senior youth who come to help on Tuesdays. And what's interesting with this is that most of them are not Christian youth. They just love the youth center and they want to help. And so non-Christian youth are coming, helping on Tuesdays and inviting their friends to come help on Tuesdays. And so now we have two opportunities a week to reach some youth who are there twice a week. So it's amazing. Sometimes we have over 60, our record is 71 people in the building on a Tuesday night. And so if you've ever seen the spot, it's an old church, so it's fairly big, but 70 people makes it look pretty small. And trying to run games and do things is very difficult, but it's a good problem to have. And so what we're doing is next year, starting in September, we're going to split the program. So we're going to have grade 5s and 6 on one night, grade 7 and 8s on another night. We have, I think, over 150 people on our attendance list since September. So if everyone were to come in one night, it wouldn't work, right? So we need to split this program, and hopefully from there it'll keep growing and we'll be able to reach more youth. Every week is structured pretty much the same way with this program. Kids come in, 6:45, doors open, and then we have our icebreakers. We have a spot talk or a life lesson. We gave it the name, the spot talk, I think last year. And so the messages have kind of gone through a transition phase. When I first started, it pretty much looked like another church youth group. So I would preach, we'd have games, things like that. And then it's gone through, you know, where we were seeing a lot of non-Christian kids come and a lot of people from different backgrounds. And then we did mostly one-on-one kind of interaction and sharing the gospel that way. And then found out, well, are we sharing the gospel enough and clearly? And so then we started with this talk idea. So clearly sharing the gospel every week and praying for them out loud so that every youth who comes every week can hear the gospel. And so we do that by walking through different series and talking about different things that are relevant to them. Our series on being an example. And so in 1 Timothy 4:12, we walk through that together. We have a lot of kids. Most of them come just from the community and have no biblical knowledge at all. And so this gives us an amazing opportunity. And as we read in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And that's what we're there to do. Since January, four kids took the initiative in asking for a Bible after the spot talks. And so we gave those out, praise God. And we also give out Sparks magazines, other types of Christian books and literature. I often refer youth to YouTube videos and things like that. You know, if they're not ready to actually ask for a Bible, maybe we can share Christian music with them, or we try to find as many ways as possible to get them hearing so that they may know. I'll go to the senior youth program. And so the senior youth program is different than Tuesday nights. Reaching high school students has been more difficult than the younger ones. That's for different reasons. The younger ones, their parents bring them there, so they have that encouragement. Their parent wants them out of the house on the Tuesday night so that they can have a couple hours alone. And kids at that age, they're excited to do anything, right? So they come, and we have a lot of people. High school students, we have a little bit more competition, right? We're competing with work. We're competing with sports and different activities that they're involved in, maybe parties on Friday nights. They start to have boyfriends and girlfriends, and that takes up time, and of course, you know, video games, sometimes just trying to get them out of the house is tough too. Even with this dilemma, we've seen God do incredible things through this program. We usually average between 20 and 25 youth on Friday nights. We're constantly meeting new students. And as you can see back there, we have a lot of fun. This program is nice in a way because it allows us to have more one-on-one time with students and getting to know them, building a trusting relationship, and that's really what it's all about at that age. Sometimes that takes one night, you just connect with somebody and then you're able to, you know, the door's open to share about faith and things like that. And sometimes it takes years for someone to want a conversation. And we've seen that example as well, where barriers are up and, you know, there's just walls against anything that has to do with God. And sometimes that process takes a long time. But spot talks are given every Friday, and everyone listens. Well, we hope. Everyone's forced to listen anyways. But we hope, you know, and we continue to pray that the spot talks are being effective, and I think they are. A lot of good conversations are followed when we have our spot talks. And so many students are longing for something. And they know that we're there because we love them, and we believe that they are created on purpose for a purpose by a God who loves them, and that's something that I repeat every week. And so many youth that are struggling and you know, come from difficult home situations or have things going on in their lives, or they're getting bullied at school, this becomes kind of a safe haven for them. Because even though they're not Christians, they know that they're loved, valued, and respected at the youth center. And then still in that process, our goal is that they would be engaged and equipped to know and follow the Lord Jesus. Most nights we hang out at the center. So at the center you can see there's some pool tables, there's a ping pong table, there's video games, board games, pretty much anything that youth want to do is there. And that's in the basement. And then upstairs is kind of like a big hall. And so some people like to do karaoke there or just dance. And sometimes it just kind of stays open for more of a quiet zone where people hang out. We also do things outside the center, like gym nights, bowling nights. We were at Mount Jameson last night with over 45 people. It was a great turnout. And we also do youth rallies and youth conferences. We like to bring the youth out and get them experiencing what it is to be around Christians and in church. I often say that YFC, as an organization, but also here in Timmins, is a bridge between the community and the church. A lot of kids that will never step into a church perhaps will come to the youth center. And then after some time, will get plugged in maybe to a Christian youth group or to a church. And that is our goal. With the youth rallies and the youth conferences, last year, 10 students made the decision to follow Christ. We also have our youth banquets that we host. And so we invite all the youth of Timmins, whoever wants to come, and then we have other centers and other churches that join us as well. So we had well over 100 students at our Christmas banquet this year, where over 20 youth raised their hands to follow Christ. And praise God for that. Sean Miller, he was actually baptized here when we had our baptismal service for the youth center. And he's one that started in our programs. Got saved, got baptized, went off to Bible college, came back, worked as an intern with First Baptist Church. I kind of passed the torch. I always preach the message on for the Christmas banquet, but I passed it to him, and he did an amazing job. And that just kind of shows the progression that we have at the youth center of people not knowing about God or hating God perhaps, and then coming to a place where they make that decision. Many youth who attend the center, like I said earlier, they have a lot of barriers and sometimes hate against Christians or against the church. And often for youth rallies, this is a reality that I see is parents sometimes would rather their youth go to a party than to a church. And we see in our culture, we've gone from Christianity to modernism to postmodernism or post-Christianity to now living in an anti-Christian culture. And this is a reality that we've seen firsthand. Parents are okay with, this might sound negative, but it is true. Some parents would rather have their kids experience drinking and maybe smoking some weed and sleeping around. They'd rather them experience that because they're teenagers than be in a church. And that's the reality that we're in. But I'm encouraged at the same time, because I know that a light shines brighter in dark places. And people we think that would never, ever follow Christ end up face down and radically changing their lives. we've seen as a result of God's work in people's lives, students stop using drugs. Students, after accepting the Lord, will ask me, well, how do I tell my boyfriend I have to stop having sex? Do I have to stop vaping? I have to stop partying. They want to change back to their original identity, if you know what I mean by that. They get plugged into church, into youth groups. This is the power of the gospel amongst our young people in Timmins. The center is a light in a dark place, and we are light in a dark place. John 8:12 tells us, I am the light. Of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And so Jesus is the light, as we see that at the beginning of the book of John. And the light of life. And he gives us that light. And if we have the light in our life, then what are we doing with that? And that's a question that we can ask ourselves personally. What are we doing with that light? Jesus tells us what to do during his Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, he says, you are the light of the world. Right? And this is a well-known passage. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people with a light or a lamp. They don't put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand. It gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So like I said, God is doing amazing things through our junior programs, through our senior program. I have a guest with me today, and she's going to share about her experience. I'm going to get Janine to come forward. So she's been coming to the youth center since she was in junior youth. And so she's gone through the entire process, junior youth and then senior youth. And I'm not going to tell her story for her, but she can come up and she's just going to share her testimony quickly with you. And hopefully that will be an encouragement to you, the church. You can welcome Janine.
So like Louis said, I've started the program in middle school. I was 13. I'm currently 19 and a volunteer with the youth center. When I first started attending the youth group, I was not religious. I didn't grow up in a religious household. I had no knowledge of the Lord. I've since given my life to the Lord. With Louis' persistence, every week, giving life lessons, it happened. I was sitting there, went from going in one ear out the other, not paying attention, rolling my eyes at the talks, to listening and trying to understand what he had to say, to trying to process and feeling lost. But with the guidance of the leaders, I was able to understand. And it was a light moment. I remember I was sitting at the center. I think it was the week after I went to Amplify. And I was listening to the message. And Louis said the same thing like he does every week. You are created on purpose for a purpose. And it clicked. I was here for more than just living life. And the way the Lord works is funny because I moved out of town once I graduated the program. And I felt drawn back to Timmins. I came back to Timmins just to find out they needed female leaders for the senior youth. So I get to have that wonderful opportunity of giving back to the program that gives so much to me.
Thank you, Janine. That's amazing. And that's just one of many, 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 many stories of how God has worked and has drawn young people unto himself. We have Austin here too, came through the program, right? And now he's the volunteer. And I said, so many stories. 30 students last year gave their lives to the Lord. And now the job is to mentor them and get them plugged into youth groups and churches and and kind of follow them through that process of discipleship and sanctification. So this is just to talk quickly on last year. So last year was a big year. We saw a lot of growth and just amazing things. So the gospel message was shared with over 300 different students last year. Over 30 students made the decision to follow Christ. Students were plugged into Christian youth groups and churches. Over 3,000 interactions with youth where the gospel was shared. And so this is our attendance every week, multiplying, you know, every week. And those are all interactions. And then we have our youth banquet, which a lot of people come to. And you know, all of those interactions, they hear the gospel message. So it's amazing. We can go to the next slide there, Ted. Thank you. So what's new? So you guys got a good report of what's been happening. What are the next steps? So like I said, now that I'm committing full-time hours, it's amazing, and we're able to kind of develop new things and think of different ideas. So we have a pool program starting at the end of March. And not pool like swimming, but billiards. And so this kind of came out of the blue. It was someone who I knew who, you know, caught wind of what was going on at the center, and he was very interested. And he's one of 10 certified instructors in Canada for billiards pool. And so he came along and said, "Hey, Louis, can I do anything with the youth? Can I, you know, can I teach them how to play?" So that's interesting. We're looking at having more programs and things. So this program will act as what we call a bridge program. And so our goal now is to find youth that aren't coming on Tuesdays and on Fridays, and trying to find things that are of interest to them, right? And this is a way of kind of getting them engaged, and then we can hopefully have them from that place build a relationship with us and then get plugged into the senior program or the junior program. The gospel message will still be shared on the bridge program nights. And so this is something that's exciting. We're starting that at the end of March. And then we have a music program, hopefully starting in September. So that's in the planning stages. We're trying to build funding for that and get volunteers, but it's very exciting. And there's three different kind of pillars, three different categories that we're running with. And they might all start at the same time, depending on where we are with volunteers and funding, or we might start small and build that up. But the first category is to have a youth choir. And so any youth that's interested in singing, kind of building that choir, and then from there practicing, performing, maybe performing in churches and things like that. So using that program. And then we'd have free music lessons for youth. We know that in Timmins, and we see this every week at the program, many underprivileged youth, and youth just that maybe most people now can't afford music lessons and can't afford to buy instruments. But it is an interest of so many young people. And we know that music is really therapeutic and is good for so many things. But this is a way to get even more people coming to the youth center and hearing the gospel message. So doing free music lessons. And the third category will be a youth band. And so this will be musicians from around Timmins. And having a band where they can write music, where they can play, where they can practice and perform, and probably perform with the choir. So there's a lot of vision there, and it's an amazing opportunity to reach our community, get people in the center where they get to be loved, respected, and valued, but also hear the gospel message. And so we want the center a lot busier than what it is now. And God has done amazing things. And 2024 was incredible, but we're so looking forward to 2025 and 2026 and 2027 and seeing more people come to know the Lord. And that is the goal. So we can go to the next slide, Ted. And so our prayer list, and these are just things that are ongoing needs. Partnership development, and so the center is in a deficit, and my salary fund is in a deficit. And so those are two separate categories. But for the youth center, we're starting these new programs on a leap of faith because we don't have the money to run them, but we're going to start them. And the Lord will provide. And so we're going to start kind of a campaign of, we have a vision of finding 100 additional partners this year for the youth center. And so 100 partners at $25 a month, that will allow us to do the programming that we want to do. Could be 25, could be 50, could be 5,000, but 25 as a base. And if we can find 100 partners at $25 a month, that's $2,500 a month, and that will keep us going very well. And for myself, I'm in a deficit of about $1,300 a month still, so I have $1,300 a month in partnerships to find, and that will keep me from underneath the deficit. So that is a praying item. And if you're here and if you're in a position where we have many partners in this church, and this church has always been so faithful, but if you're here and you're hearing about the center for the first time, or you know about it but you haven't really been involved, and wanting youth to follow Jesus, and this is something that's important to you, then come talk to me after. I have some partnership forms. I can direct you to the website. Or if you just want information to pray about, then for sure, don't leave without talking to me. Program development. So as we build new programs, we don't want to just be tripping over our feet. We don't want to run ahead of the Lord. We want Him to be guiding us and leading us through this. We don't want to just start programs for the sake of starting programs. And so please be praying that God grants us wisdom and that He leads us through that process. That's very, very important. For volunteers and staff, we will need volunteers for the pool program. Once the music program starts, that'll be a lot of volunteers. And so if you're here and you like music, you're interested in music, you have teaching experience, it would be amazing to have a conversation with you, and then we could start building our volunteer pool for this new program. And future staff. And so now I'm here full-time, but as we have more programs, I'll need help. So praying that God brings the right person along and to maybe start part-time helping me with programming and things like that. And the next thing is, of course, the most important, that you would be continually praying that we would see every young person living fully in Christ. Amen. That we would see a youth revival in Timmins. That is our prayer. And that you would be praying for us, for the volunteers, for the board, that we would be diligent in engaging and equipping youth to know and follow the Lord Jesus. We can go to the next one, Ted. So a big thank you to this church for your faithfulness, for your partnership, for all the help that you have provided, not just with finances, but your prayers, and even with events, letting us use the church, but offering people to help. And there's so much that you have done over the years, so thank you. To all our prayer partners, everyone who receives the prayer list and who prays faithfully, our financial partners, we have an amazing board at the Youth Center. And we have members from this church who are part of that board. And I'm so fortunate and honored to work under an amazing group of people. And thank you to our volunteers. Many of them come from this church as well. And so, thank you. I'm going to end off in prayer, if that's okay. Well, I think it's okay, but I'll end off in this. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for your grace, your faithfulness, your love. Lord, we thank you that we are in your hand and no one can pluck us out. We thank you for your Spirit that binds us. We thank you that we are one body, as we read in 1 Corinthians. We thank you that you give us all different parts, as we read in Ephesians. And we thank you for just working in us individually and through your church. We thank you for the many youth who have come to know you through this amazing ministry. Lord, we place it in your hands. This is not our ministry, it's your ministry. We are just vessels. God, I pray for every person here. I pray for this church, God, that they would be encouraged and blessed, that you would continue, God, to work through the people here. And God, we pray that the light you have given us, we would not hide it under a bowl, but God, we would let it shine bright to the people around us, and that we would partner with ministries that are doing that, that are being lights in dark places. We thank you for this amazing time that we've had this morning in worship, in prayer. And God, I thank you for the opportunity to be here and to see my brothers and sisters, and just to be here is a blessing. And so, God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your Son's sacrifice on the cross for our sins, that we get to have eternal life. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Information. I also have partnership forms, but I'll be here after. I have some stuff. If you want to come talk to me, that would be great.
Father, we thank you for it. Your word today, we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you that your word, through your Spirit, Lord, speaks into our lives and speaks into young people's lives and changes them. Changes them to become more to conformers to the image of God and to the will of God. And so we thank you for the work of our churches and ministries like the Youth Center that preach the gospel and the truth each week, that young people can come out of a perhaps a dark place and shine in the light of the glory of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, and we continue to do. In your precious name we pray.
Thank you for listening. Come back next week for the next Sunday morning message from Bible Fellowship Assembly. Visit us on the web at bfa.church, where you will find our physical address and contact information. We'd love to see you if you're in the Timmins area, or drop us a line at info@bfa.church. Until next time.